Coming up, our weekly talk with NPR senior news correspondent Juan Williams on why insiders think there is a significant political trend this week. First, though.
Message 1 was received at 7:10 p.m. yesterday.
Hey, Alex, it's Mickey.
That's Mickey Kouse, who writes Slate's political weblog, Kouse Files, and he left an audio blog on our voicemail overnight with some advice for John Kerry.
So the conventional wisdom in the press corps in Washington is officially that this is now John Kerry's contest to lose. How do I know this? Because I am a daily reader of something called The Note, which is a very good weblog put out by ABC News. They very self-consciously try to tell you what the conventional wisdom in the press corps is, and they've just declared that it's John Kerry's contest to lose. Now some of us feel that Kerry is up to that challenge. So just in case his natural tendencies would lead him to suffer the fate of Michael Dukakis, here are a couple of ideas that might help him. The first one is he should fly. And by that I mean he's a pilot, and he should fly a plane. Hinder Kurtzberg of The New Yorker recently noted that most voters probably don't even know Kerry's a pilot. I'm impressed by people who are pilots. Voters naturally worry whether Kerry is steady and trustworthy, but a pilot has to be steady and trustworthy, at least on one level. A pilot is a natural leader, so why not have Kerry fly his own campaign plane or fly some other plane and land it in front of reporters? It would sure beat snowboarding. The second idea takes off from Peggy Noonan's idea that Americans really yearn for a respite from President Bush's hectic history-making. I mean, since 9/11, we've been living in a pretty much constant state of fear and war and warnings, and there's a plausible argument that Bush depends on the memory of 9/11 politically, and he depends on the fear of 9/11 as part of his political appeal, and so he is less likely to let us return to that normal state than Kerry is. Why can't Kerry say, when I'm president, you won't have to worry whether a terror alert is real or whether it's political? Now, I don't think Bush's terror alerts have been political. I think they've been real, but I do have a worry at the back of my mind, and Kerry can prey on that worry. Presumably, Kerry would have less to gain politically from a terror alert. It might even distract from his domestic agenda, at least until President Kerry's domestic program got hopelessly bogged down in Congress, and like every other president, he sought vindication in the national security area. But hey, it would take weeks to get to that point. See ya.
Opinion from Slate political blogger Mickey Kouse.